Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Two Drunk Dads podcast, where two dads get drunk and talk about whatever we want. Stay tuned. Only God knows what's coming next. Thank you for tuning in for episode 100. And this is a big milestone for me and Jordan. You know, when we first started this, we were kind of like, and then now here we are.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do one of the best of. Remember when I was talking to you about?
Yeah, I don't have the time anymore.
Exactly. That's the thing. So when we did our episode 25, the best of. That was easy. He had 24 episodes to figure it out. And then it's just like, take tidbits. Now we're at 100. It's like, no.
Well, I mean, a lot of them were very politics. Yeah. Right, we went political for a while there, so I mean, those aren't coming into this.
No,
but I mean, I don't have the time to listen to all of our episodes again, and because like, let's be frank here, let's beat them, and I don't remember half of our episodes at this point in my life.
No,
you know, I kind of brain dump a lot of things. You know this, right? This is a thing I do. So if you want it to be relevant with me, you just need to keep telling me.
Yeah, I mean, this is our third attempt at this episode 100.
Yes.
So, like, the whole, I don't remember the last few episodes. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because it was a cluster just getting to this point.
Yeah.
Because we tried recording two of them 2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah, that was a hell of a night. We actually have a little minute and a half clip from that to give people the understanding that we did try some things. We tried to make it better for you guys, but basically this episode 100 is going to be another episode. But I'll give you the clip to show you kind of why we decided not to air that episode.
It wasn't because of this guy. We had a guest. It was Brandon from the
place.
Stays Here podcast, but yeah. He was on it, and Dave, you know, he switched up his drink, kind of like he is tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually just Coors.
But see, it's not entirely the switching of my drinking.
No. But everything was changed that night. So we had a guest, we had this guy, we had changes of drinks, and, you know, I saw it in your eyes, dude. You were way more gone than you usually are. So we tried twice in the same night, and it just did not go as planned. So
I mean, we recorded longer the second time than we did the first time, but we scrapped all of it, and it was just it was shitty. But here's the clip. This was actually towards the end of the second one.
Yeah, I think it was the outro. It was during the outro.
Yeah, and so I grabbed it so we can throw it in here. So it was, you can understand why we didn't keep it. Here you go.
Yeah, Dave, that's just what they do.
The girls do this every time.
You want a cookie?
Huh? You need
cookie?
What?
There's also cookie. Dude, the cookies are good, dude.
Okay.
Stop. Spilling shit. You want a cookie? No, I'm sorry, that's on your boot now. Oh, it fell out of the float. You want like a popcorn pretzel float, dude? It's just good. But it's just a little dishes of delectacy. I like that. I'd be munching, bro, fucking all day. I'd be slurping and chewing, bro. This job be active, bro. They ask me what that mouth do. I prove it, bro. It's all day, bro. They put a couple things in front of me with cookies and cheeses, dude. That's being 12-year-old me. High metabolism, bro. You're putting in the work.
So yeah, you're welcome.
And what's crazy is the background noise. Yeah. It just makes it so surreal. Like it's literally our little
whole place
setup here is just a fucking
this
room
guy's just going ham on the mic, and we're like doing our own thing.
I was hanging out like dealing with the kids, bring them outside. Like, it was a nice night, everything. And he's over here. And it, what's crazy is he was eating the contraptions that the kids were making.
Yeah.
They were taking grapes, cutting them in half, and putting, like, random, like,
yeah, I remember that.
Cheese, yep, and like random pickles and stuff inside of it. And Burton's eating it all. And he's like, this is fucking amazing. I'm like, you need to go out to dinner more often. If this is like, what are you eating at home? If that's amazing.
Like, I mean, the fact that he wasn't saying like it was amazing when the kids were in, he was saying it's amazing when the kids are out. So it's not even like to support the kids and make them feel better. It's like, this guy was legit. Like, this is great food.
Yeah.
Like, we need to have this on a menu somewhere.
I mean, there was...
You're going to die, dude?
There was at least one or two kids in here when he was talking about it. But, yeah.
What the fuck was that, dude? That was the exorcism walking down your damn street, dude.
That was hilarious. Oh, shit. I'm trying to explain this shit. And there's an old lady walking down the middle of the road. Not really. She was on the side, but she's carrying a bag, and she's like, she was ready to go.
Like, yeah, but right, it was there. Like, it was almost like she was like perfect form.
Yeah,
but not actually moving. She was just kind of gliding down the road, just like
waddling.
I'm dead.
Her feet were like barely coming off the ground. She's like, doot, 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 doot. Like,
yeah, like how we're gonna be when we're that age.
Where is your ride? Oh my god, that was hilarious. I couldn't tell the story because I had that in the corner of my eye. Just,
I know. That's like, why I looked over there. I was like, what the hell? Going?
I don't think she knows.
Looking for the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
What?
We have half cut grapes with cheese and stuff on them. If you want that.
I mean, it was a fun night.
It was insane.
Just episode wise, it just didn't meet the criteria.
Yeah.
So basically what had happened is, like Jordan said, right, we had some changes or whatever. I was drinking the liquor and I wasn't drinking the beer and everything else. And we had Brandon over as a guest or whatever. That wasn't a big deal. But as soon as we started the first episode, Brandon kind of went kind of a little bit of a twisted thing of like, what would you do if you're the last person alive and everything else? And then I kind of fed off of that. I got a little excited because like I was playing things in my head. Like I would just go up and double tap people for no fucking reason at all. And stuff like that. And I'd make sure I was the last one. And everything. And so it got dark.
Make sure. I didn't want to deal with no people.
Yeah. So it got dark. And so then like, that was like a 30 minute episode. Right. And we cut that one off halfway through. We're like, this is shit. And we cut that one off and we had a couple more drinks or whatever. And like, all right, let's try it again. Let's refresh. You know, sometimes you can go away and come back and it's so much better.
Yeah.
And everything else. And then it just went that way. So we had enough alcohol in all three of our systems for two episodes.
But it was also, it was more awkward when we came back for the second one. Cause now we're like trying to watch what we're saying.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then that whole topic came back up and we're like, okay, trying to squash it.
And yeah.
It's just not
trying to squash it. And it just didn't, it didn't go well. And then we just got shitty. And then, you know, that was it.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. It was a great time, you know? And that's why I wish that we can bring our listeners to your place, man. And just have drinks with us. I know it's gonna be crazy.
There'd be a lot.
There'd be like,
I have plenty
four
of parking.
People here.
There's like four parking spots outside. You can park on the road. There's nothing. There'd be like, it's a birthday party. Like, it's just my listeners. Chill out, neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go out there and I'll flat some tires, right? So everybody just thinks, oh, there's a bunch of cars with flat tires. You know, I'll put a hole in the fucking road. So everybody thinks that people are just hitting the fucking pothole thing. So then that way, when somebody calls the cops because there's so many cars down the goddamn road, we're like, no, everybody has flat tires. Because of that fucking pothole. And it's going to work because, like, let's be honest. The cops where we live, they don't want to do shit.
No.
They don't like doing anything at all.
I know.
Anything. These motherfuckers would find a license or a credit card or something like that and just throw it in the woods. And be like, nope, never found it.
Nope.
There's so much paperwork. Never found it.
But, that'd be good. People start calling about flat tires from a hole. And then somebody's going to come forward and go, I saw some dude with a jackhammer making a hole in the road. They got a video of you. Hey, you know how to run one of these fucking things?
Dude, I could jackhammer the shit out of some shit. I did it for a while.
You're out there with a Ryobi drill. Like, I don't know. How do you make a hole in pavement?
I dropped my purse.
Where
I
don't know. Is this?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, but no.
God Almighty.
That was a good night. It didn't go anywhere. I mean, it was nice having a guest. Yeah. Well, I already told him that we're not going to air that just because.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very strange night.
Weird one. It was a weird one.
Yeah.
I didn't feel really confident. So we no, put a kibosh on that right after. We were, like towards the end, both me and you were kind of looking at each other like, what went wrong here?
I was looking at you because you were way more gone.
Than usual. I was gone. Yeah. I was gone. Yeah.
So that's where I was like, you don't even know what's going on right now.
I did. But I didn't. I was like half tempted not caring. And then the other half, I was like, but I do care though.
Yeah. So that's where I was like, it got awkward. And I'm like, and I'm over here like trying not to bring up any topics that would make it more awkward. And then Britton's over here like, these are good cookies. So
it's not even a cookie, you dick.
I didn't know where to go from
here. It's a pickle with a fucking carrot in the middle of it.
Dude, it was weird stuff. It was weird shit.
I know.
I don't know, man. I just, either way.
Either way, man. He's been training, man.
He's been training. His job be active, man. But yeah, that was I can't believe I made it to 100. It's been a little while, obviously. We had that hiatus.
The hiatus, yeah, you love that word.
We keep talking about that.
Yeah, we bring that up all the time. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
I feel like we should have fireworks after this.
Really?
That'd be amazing.
I'm thinking body shots.
What? Off of me or who? I don't know.
This looks like a body, right? A body could be any solid piece. That's a body.
Your car. You're doing it off your truck. I love this body. Look at how sexy my Chevy is.
I mean, they're technically called bodies.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know what I mean? You're not far off there, you know?
You take the little hose from your windshield wiper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You put it in a Jack Daniels thing. Yeah, everybody does that. Like, if you don't do that.
Whacked by the wipers.
What are you doing? Body shots.
Body shots. Hold on, it's almost out.
I'm training for the real time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Once you start smacking me off her belly, like, what are you doing here? This is the bathroom. I'm doing body shots, bitch.
Oh, man.
I'm Rick James.
Like how we both just adjusted.
At the same time.
There's my back going.
Yeah, my fucking boob hurts still, dude. I don't know what's going on. I pulled the boob muscle. I pulled the boom muscle getting out of my truck or something. I don't know.
I believe it.
It was, I was reading stupid shit I got in the mail, and I was on the phone with you, and I was like, my boob hurts.
It's just stress. It's straight up stress. Yeah. Like, you could save 40% on
it. It probably was because, like, fucking Uline's like, 40% off, whatever. See? Like, original price, 23 cents or 24 cents. Sale, 23 cents. I was like, that's not 40%, dude. It's not, that's a penny.
If it was a bulk order, it would make 40% eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
You got to order 5,000 boxes. Cool. I'm saving 40%.
Not happening.
Yeah, no.
I got so many boxes now in my house. It's crazy. Like, if I'm going to move, dude, I don't have to buy a box. I got all kinds of boxes. That's what I do.
You're going to have to move to get a bigger house just to survive with the amount of boxes that you have to order.
I wouldn't do that.
No, you can't move.
No.
No.
Not nowadays. Not with the rights and everything else the way they are.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's stupid. And I'm doing the bathroom.
Yep.
That's going horrible.
And the kitchen.
Yeah, that's also going horrible.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Good time. It's not. No, I'm not. I didn't have fun at all. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
It was a good time. It's just, I feel like
we drank beers and stuff, but
we should have done it sober.
We
should have done it sober.
Yeah.
But sober, we should have done it because when we started drinking and we were in the heat and everything and we were just like putting up these walls and they're like, oh, this drywall doesn't fit. And you were like, watch this with your fist. I'm like, that's not.
I don't think
that's how we do this. And then
that's how we did it today.
This is how tall it is. Cut it to the size. When we cut it to that size, and it was like an inch and a half off. It's not at that size. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, the whole fucking house is all fucking squirrely.
It's
a mess.
And that's what I halfway through helping you, I remembered the floor job. Why do I say yes to this guy? Every time I come over here, we find a new wall that's not straight.
Yeah. We have like 9 datum points for every room that we work in. They're like, well, no. You can't go horizontal from here. You got to go kind of vertically at an angle upright from there.
I know.
then you're good.
All your wood floors are like sideways from the corner out, kind of like a lawn. You know how you do the
I don't do that.
You don't do the slanted lawns?
No, fuck that.
Well, you don't even have a lawn.
I have some grass.
You have crabgrass?
I do. It's in the grass category.
It is. Crabgrass. It says,
yeah, yeah, it is. There's grass.
Yeah.
It's not like the grass you smoke, though. I mean, you can go out there and smoke it, but then you just look retarded.
It's just weird.
And we're all laughing at you. I mean, you could become famous, right? Because people are going to make TikTok videos of you. People are going to make YouTube videos of you. You're definitely going to go on the forum.
You can't
definitely going to make it on the forum. Like, here's this fucking, here's the grass smoking queer in my yard today. Watch out, this block of neighborhood.
He's coming for your lawn.
Yeah. And then people would be like, oh, he's just checking their radon. You know what I mean? It's just like that. It's just, you know, professionally done.
So I used to do those diagonal lines back in the day when I had a lawn.
This is pointless. It was I had amazing. To do it when I was doing landscaping. But.
Well, I used to have like the actual, like at the family home, I used to cut the grass.
Yeah.
We used to have a nice size yard out front. Now here, I do three diagonal passes and it's like, what are we trying to do? You got three lines. Like,
can't even tell.
You just can't tell. Your house is falling apart, but the lawn looks decent.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. No, but.
It doesn't. I don't have any grass out there. Well, the problem is we
just keep cover walking. It with flowers and you don't have to do shit.
So while we were sitting out there, baby's here. While we were sitting out there on the front porch, I was like, damn, I should change this whole front grass area to like rocks.
Yes.
Get rid of the grass altogether. You know how Arizona, most of the places just have rocks?
I've never been there.
Oh, yeah. The front lawns and everything are just rocks.
Hell yeah.
They don't do grass because it just burns.
It's desertous.
Yeah. So they just do pebble, like nice rocks. So.
She's still parking, dude.
I'm thinking.
Takes this bitch a while.
I'm thinking about just doing that. That'd be amazing.
Out here?
But then it would be weird.
No.
I don't have any. I mean,
you would have weed growing through that. Like weeds. I have
weed.
Not like smokable
weed. My whole grass is weed.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, dude. It'd be such a pain in the ass. Don't do that.
No.
Just put like. You can just
spray it with all or whatever the fuck it's called.
Go out there with fucking kill all.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do it all out. Buy some Tonka trucks. Put them there. People think you're just going to have kids, right? Make little mountains. Do it yourself. Make little mountains with the Tonka trucks, and people will be like, oh, yeah, this guy just destroyed his whole yard so his kids can play in the yard. And you're like, yeah, yes, I did.
No. You know what's crazy?
I just didn't want to mow this shit.
The front lawn is worse than the road, like the lawn out by the road.
All right, we're going to pause here for a second. And we're back. Sorry for that little pause there. My daughter just showed up here, and my wife came in here with her bullshit.
Shit, it's not bullshit. It's called water. She had water bottles. Like, who shows up with that to a drunk house? You know what I mean?
Would you consider this establishment a drunk house?
No, we're not gone yet. I'm going to try your Bahama Mama. Yeah,
try
Mama,
it. Try it.
You know, I've been doing this whole Evan.
You want to cheers, bro? Let's cheers, bro.
Yours is fucking red.
Episode 100.
I don't know why we tapped that. That's not a shot.
You got to do it after a cheer. Every time.
You like this shit?
No.
Say, this is kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, no, dude. I'm going to have straight heartburn later, which is great because she's going to be horny. I got heartburn.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're already having chest pain, so it doesn't matter.
Right. I'm dead.
So either
way. I'm pretty much dead. I'm dead.
Dude, you're having chest pain.
I'm going to die before I leave my job.
My eyeball's bleeding, so it's fucking weird.
Dude, it's great.
It's not good.
Yeah. We should have a YouTube page video thing.
Yeah,
and no, people would be like, ah. You know, somebody did say once to me one time soon later earlier
soon soon earlier tomorrow later some yesterday he said to me,
and no, we should start our own like channel of just like the shit that we come up with on here, just act them out. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can. I mean, I can't run over people with my car.
Yep,
legally, no. You know, and videotape and put it out there, but like, here's evidence.
See, that's why I liked the TikTok back in the day when I was doing TikToks.
Yeah,
it's like you can find the sound. It's like you can do so much with this fucking sound.
All kinds of stuff.
I love it, and that's why I was making TikToks back in the day. But
yeah, but you never really put them out there.
I never posted them,
which is fucking strange to me.
No,
you took the time. You made the video, and what are you a fucking hoarder? Yeah. You're just going to keep that shit to yourself?
I sent it to you.
Nah, dude. If you had a 47-inch dick, would you keep it to yourself or would you just go out there and fucking fuck everything and flaunt it around?
First of all,
I wouldn't even wear pants if I had a dick that big. First of all,
I already have that size.
No, you don't.
Second of all,
no, you don't. There would be no way you have kids. Myself.
Okay, you know how tiring it is to fucking wrestle an anaconda all day?
No, that was dumb. Try something else.
What?
It was dumb. That was a dumb joke. What? Everybody's heard that. That's okay. Old school
an
shit.
Elephant trunk?
Elephant trunk, yeah. Elephantitis. Christopher what? Titus, yeah.
That's not a thing.
Elephantitis?
No.
Yeah, it's elephantitis. That's what the name of it is when your fucking sack is big like an elephant's sack.
I didn't say sack. I said dick.
I know, but it's all the same thing. I encompass all of it. Like, if a girl goes down on me, she's taking it all in. You know what I mean? Like, break the jaw, dislocate the jaw, throw it in there. Elephantitis.
So, yeah, no, that's not even close to what that means.
Nope. Yes, it is. Elephantitis.
No, this talks about some lady's leg being fatter than the others.
What? No. You got to look it up in the dick form.
Oh.
Elephantitis.
Wait, is this like
space, a... space, dick.
Are you doing like a search porn like thing, porn search thing on your website there? Is that why?
The penis may be retracted under skin, which has become thickened.
What the fuck?
All kinds of other... There's a guy, like, let me look at the images.
Hold on, don't do this on my phone.
No, we're doing it on your phone. You gave it to me. I can't. Dude, they got the little fucking eyeball thing with the hash slack.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can see it from the blurred images. Like, I'm all set.
Dude, that's when you have to, like, use a wheelbarrow to carry your fucking sack. You know what I mean?
How rare is that?
Very rare. I think there was a guy in Indonesia that had it one time.
I mean, I feel like that's common. I feel like a lot of the disorders come from, like, foreign countries and stuff. Like, places that don't have as good medicine as we do.
Think it's the medicine? Or do you think it's the lack of everything else that we have?
It's the whole lack of
everything. Everything that we have.
I mean, they're literally not as well established as us. We're very lucky here. You know what I mean? So that's I don't know. But I see a lot of the people with like the they look like prehistoric humans, you know? They're like out in Pakistan and stuff. It's like, why is it always out there? Why do you always get the disorders out there?
You know why?
You ever seen them?
You want to know why?
It's like a family of them. It's crazy.
No, I'm
like,
I don't know. But I was thinking like you're like the dragons, not dragons, dinosaurs and shit like that.
Okay.
When people dig them up and they're like, oh my God, you know, and then like no dinosaurs ever been dug up in America. I thought that's where you're going with it. No?
No. Why would I'm not talking about dinosaurs. I'm talking about people that look like dinosaurs.
Right. I mean,
there's a difference.
Dude. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I think we hide a lot of shit here in America because we don't want to deal with the paperwork.
That's probably what
you know what I mean. Like,
at least in Westfield.
At least, you know, when you're a construction guy, you're building a house, and oh my God, this is a mafia grave site. No, it wasn't. We're just going to move those over there because that's a lot of fucking paperwork.
Fill it back in. Like, nope, I was just planting tomatoes.
Let's go 3 feet that way.
Yeah.
And then be like, oops. More. Oops. Oh. We fucked up in a location.
Let's go 55 feet that way. No, actually, you know what? That brings up a good story, let me tell you. Out in, I think it's Mississippi.
How do you spell it?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That was crazy wrong.
No, it wasn't. I got it all. You just got to take the slur out of it.
Slur, slow it down, reverse it, back it up, and go forward. Yeah.
It's not a song. Anyways.
Oh, the scissors. You're going to sip it in, blah, 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 reverse it, kick it back forward.
Yeah, and reverse it.
I don't know what she says. Shit. I don't listen to her.
I don't either. I know it's a song, though.
Yeah, it's like a milkshake song or something.
So I don't know. So basically out in Mississippi, I guess they, I think it's Mississippi. Could be like Wisconsin or something. I don't know. I fucked up.
Honolulu.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. So they're finding out that there's like this giant field that has a whole bunch of buried bodies.
Makes sense.
That just have poles with numbers.
Hell yeah.
Like they buried the bodies there and they buried the sticks. No. Yeah. They're actually people from like nowadays. It's like recent stuff.
Bro,
so like the people are finding out. Well, they're keeping their info using that stick with the number. They're keeping that number associated with that person, right?
Why would you do that? That's a paper trail.
Well, here's the deal, right? Nah. So apparently one of them was hit by a cop cruiser, right? He was killed. And the cops tried to notify the family and they didn't pick up the phone, so they stopped after that first try.
That's it, right?
They just didn't care, right?
So and that person's like, police apart, scam, and right? deny.
So they took that body of the dead guy. They buried it in this field. The family issued a fucking missing persons thing. They're looking for him. And finally, somehow they found out about this gravesite from somebody else. And yeah. There's like 218 people out there buried in the field.
Hell yeah.
Most of them are missing persons.
This is all cop killers? Killing people?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's like some guy was beat in the same field and then hell yeah. buried in there.
I got to find this out. What is the name of this place?
It's freaking crazy. It's hold on. Let me send
a link of some sort so I can start it out. I love these things. But, like, that's great, dude. Like, the cops are like, they didn't listen. Then they come down there like, this guy's been missing. Not for us. He's only missing for you because you didn't answer your phone. We know exactly where he is. He's stick number 218. You go out there and you go about three clicks that away and then go down 9 Honolulu's over there. And
Here. In January 2024, 215 bodies were found in unmarked graves behind a Mississippi jail. It's unmarked.
I thought you said they had a stick.
Unmarked. That's they don't have
a fucking stick. It's marked.
It has a stick with a number.
Yeah, that's marked.
That's unmarked.
That's marked.
It doesn't have all their info. You don't know what that stick is for.
It's still marked.
It's not marked.
It is absolutely marked.
It's not marked. So anyway, it was behind
a location jail. Of something.
It was behind the Hinds County Detention Center and Hinds County Penal Farm.
Now, how did they find it? Did somebody narc on it or did somebody like going out there on their quad or something like that, ripping up the ground and like, what is this stick? What does this mean? Somebody out there with a metal detector or some shit?
I don't remember how they found out about the body. I'm pretty sure one of them was looking for their family member, and then they were just looking around, and they found sticks, like a whole bunch of sticks sticking out of the ground. And they're like, huh. And it turns out they didn't embody the bodies before they...
Well, why would you?
Embody, right?
Yeah, no, these are all straight-up murders, bro.
Yes. Yeah,
so what? You know, embody
them. Straight-up buried them?
Yeah, that's it.
Wrapped in plastic, not in boxes.
Yeah.
Buried them.
Straight mafia shit.
And it was so bad that wildlife was actually digging up the bodies and eating the bodies.
Hell yeah.
That's how bad it was.
They should have dug them deeper.
Well, I don't know how bad it was. I'm not out there. But yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's field trip. Let's field trip this shit.
Let's go find some people.
Two drunk dads live from the fucking massive cemetery where all these cop killed all these people and they threw them out here.
How many people that are like missing bodies, like missing persons, they're probably going to those grave sites now like...
Oh, hopefully, my God.
There's 250 people.
Like, you got to Google Earth this place. If there's a tourism fucking building or something like that right there, I blame them.
It's a host. Jail, so I guess it's a tourist place.
It's a jail? Yeah. Come on.
It's behind.
You're just throwing this jail shit out at me now?
No, I said it already. Hole.
Oh, you
go
did?
Back and read.
I can't go back.
Anyway, so it's right behind the jail there. Yeah, the detention
center. So there's a jail.
Yeah, it's right
behind it. And then there's a mass grave site.
Right behind it.
Ow, oh,
so
fuck
who's
yeah,
burying them right outside of a jail? Nobody's like seeing this. The jail's like, nope.
No, well, it's the jail burying them.
It could be.
Let's get that right.
No, I mean,
well, yeah.
I don't really know.
They just kill people that are in jail?
No, it's just random people.
No, they're killing people. They're killing people that are in jail, and they're throwing them out there, and they'd be like, "Yeah, no, we released him like 6 weeks ago."
Yeah, he's just.
I don't know. I don't know. He's missing. Oh, that sucks.
They're still looking.
It's probably because he's gay.
No, we don't talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that no more. Yeah, ever since that time you went to the bathroom there.
When was that? I don't use the bathroom. I can't do your Bahama Mama, dude.
No, it's gross.
It is. I don't know. It's gross. You're making it even sweeter, which
I'm trying to do something over here. I feel tremendously bad. I feel
violated.
No, I feel bad. I knew
you wanted to say that.
No, I feel bad, dude, because like you guys are like you're not.
She got that for herself, and you're
no, she did not. There's no goddamn way she got that for herself. I said it to you, and the next thing you know, she's showing up with this shit. I'm like, fuck.
So here's the deal. So Anna was on her way home. She was getting the kiddo and coming home, and I said, she's like, I'm gonna stop at the Packy and get myself something to drink. I was like, get yourself some woman drinks.
Yeah.
Dave was also talking about Bahama Mamas, which is technically a woman drink.
Yes.
And I said, Dave was thinking about doing those tonight. So she's like, okay, that's all I heard. And then next thing I know, went there. But here's the deal. Uh-huh. She got these two. She got this one, the screwdriver, all those shots, the case of whatever, all for $30.
Shit show? Yeah.
That's not bad at all, dude.
Well, that's because she sucked the dude off.
Probably.
And he didn't charge her half the shit because the guy was stoned out of his mind.
Yeah, he was gone, I guess.
That's why it pays off to live in a town where we have four fucking dispensaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It literally pays off.
Oh, my God. It's bad.
Like, how much, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a weed intaker, right?
Not that bad.
No, like, but like...
your eyes are squinted and you're like, ugh.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm a weed intaker. I don't need four separate options. Right here. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, weed's kind of weed. At the end of the day, right? Weed is weed.
It's kind of.
Yeah, weed. That's what I'm saying. It's you don't know because you don't smoke, so I could sit here all day.
Weed is kind of weed, but it's probably most definitely.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, like, you can say an apple is an apple, right? A Granny Smith apple is a fucking Granny Smith apple. Whether you grow it in fucking Arkansas or you grow it in fucking Kansas, it's a fucking Granny Smith apple. But you can't say that for fucking weed. But you can say that for weed.
I don't
know. It's a weird. I can't. You know. I'm not going to sit here and fucking explain myself to you. You're not my dad. My dad was an amazing character this world. All right.
Oh shit.
So I don't have to drink. All right. Thank you. Jesus Christ. I'm drinking this shit because I feel bad. I
don't
honestly feel bad that you guys bought this fucking shit.
She didn't buy it.
It's like, horrible.
It's
absolute shit.
No, I know.
I know.
And okay. I told you this outside. I said the mixed stuff. It's the horrible. Stuff that comes pre-mixed.
It's gross.
It's usually shit.
It is. It's absolutely gross.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I mean, it's probably decent for like getting you fucked up if you're a woman.
Right.
But
I do have boobs. What does that what does that make me?
And one is hurting. So
I'm assuming it's lactating. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, but let me get some beer.
Yeah.
Talk to our people.
Your one boob is hurting. Is it lactating? Are you having what is that word that I'm looking for? There's a word for mega faggot. Oh, that used to be a sound back in the day. You can't say that nowadays. Oh, yeah. But was a letdown. That's what it's called. So when you're actually...
My boobs are not a letdown.
No. So when the woman's actually like feeding the baby, it's called a letdown.
Come on.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm one of those already. Who's let down
by that?
Like, I'm a boob then.
I'm a boob.
I'm a letdown.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
So I don't know. I thought that was strange. Because Anna yells at me all the time. I have a letdown.
She fucking hates you, dude. She fucking hates everything about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely. I went to the place, whatever, and they're like, you know her? I'm like, yeah. Is her husband that bad? I'm like, yeah, dude. Guy's horrible.
He's a pretty bad dude.
He's a horrible, horrible man.
He stays home and takes care of the kids.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that? He makes dinners and shit. Like,
yeah. Does the laundry like an asshole.
Yep. The dishes are always
folds clean. It because he knows everything, puts them away where they go.
Dick. He should be leaving that for her. Now she's trying to go out to the bars tonight.
Should go out to the bars, man.
Hey, she said I'm allowed to now, so.
You were always allowed to.
Well, I could have, yeah. But like tonight, she's like, I'm hoping to go out to the bars tonight. I'm like, with her friend there. I'm like, I didn't know this was a every night or every weekend thing now. She goes,
yeah,
you've always been allowed to. So go out whenever you want. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's how this works.
Yeah, I can go, but like you're so insecure.
It's such ridiculous. I'm like, this is such a trick game that I don't want to play.
Yeah.
So.
Because like, maybe she doesn't understand you're out. Versus her out, right? Her out is go to the bar, have a couple of drinks. Your out is you're going to Vegas, you're sleeping with a stripper,
going to Florida,
doing
to
coke, off,
and then coming home. So
that's my kind of out. You said I can do it.
I'm going to Kansas to try the Granny Smith apples.
Yeah,
and then
I'm going to go to this prison place where they bury everybody. I'm going to look for my dad because he went to go get milk 10 years ago.
Yep, he's there. He's definitely there. I know it. I can smell it. Yeah, no, it's a good time. But like her problem, she told me tonight, she's like, I don't like when you go out drinking and then you come home, whatever. Like the whole driving thing. I'm like, I would not drive.
She doesn't drive. You walk home all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, the bar is right there.
There's a ton. Well, I'm not going to that bar.
No.
But if
we
wanted to,
we can go there. We walked from the last one.
Yeah, way over there.
That was way over there. And it was in the rain.
Yeah, it was horrible.
We cannot get in this car right now. And we walked.
No. We didn't say that. I was good getting in the car. And you're like, no.
Don't tell our listeners that. I was fine getting in the car fucked up.
No, I was game for it. I was like, new adventure.
The wife was driving us, okay? That's just so the listeners know. The wife came to pick us up. She dropped us off, and she was coming to pick us up, and I said no. And I didn't say no. I showed her no because I threw up on the side of the car and I said, I cannot drive with you right now.
And I'm paying a tab and the bartender's like, I think your buddy's out there throwing up. It's like, he does that. He does that.
Is he really?
Oh my God.
Like super surprised. I gotta go and you don't pay your tab. He's like, I gotta go get him.
You don't understand. He's a cancer survivor.
That's fucked up, but yeah.
I mean, to get out of a couple $100 bill.
I mean, but like that situation's fucked up. But yeah.
And you run out there, we gotta go.
I just had to throw up. I know, but I didn't pay.
You can say throw up and pay, or you can come along.
Okay, you walk, I'm gonna drive. Because my name was on the bill. Oh, shit. They come outside and we're walking down the sidewalk like, hey, you didn't pay. Shit, they're catching up to us. But yeah, because we're fucking waddling, dude. You stop to pee every 5 feet. That was the other thing, dude.
Yeah, I peed a lot.
It was the stupidest spots, too. Yeah. Like next to an electrical box, you're like...
It's in a box. It's in a box.
But it was in an intersection.
If it had a problem with it... It, when it rained, it would have fucking exposed itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exposed itself. Yeah. When it rains, it just opens up.
Yeah.
Is it rain? Flower. So, yeah, no, that was a good time. I think I peed like once on the way home.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I had peed a lot.
Because I was like, it hurt, but I was holding it. And then we got to the bridge there and I went down the road a little bit down to like the river.
Yeah. You went way out of the way.
Yeah. My dick is like elephant size, whatever about. No. So I have to.
So you're gonna throw it over the thing, but like I'm fishing.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. I'm going for catfish. Like I'm the arm to thing.
Help the homeless guy down there. Get up here.
Oh, well, you helping him, all right?
Yeah. Right.
He's like, cheeseburger?
Cheese?
Like, that's a big ass head of a cock. Hello! Where have you been my whole life?
Look at an umbrella. Yeah, no.
Is it the eclipse now? Or what is that thing? It's got a urethra.
Oh, shit. But yeah, no, that was a good night. We made it home. It was good. We were soaked.
Oh, yeah, dude, we were wet as fuck.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I came in this fucking room that we're
my
in
daughter's
right
like my daughter next day is just like, what was wrong, Dad? What was wrong with you last night? You couldn't, like, you were walking funny. I was like, my legs hurt. I'm old. No. My legs hurt. My legs were killing me.
Oh man.
And then my wife tried to pick us up in the middle of the road. I was like, don't look at her.
Don't look at her.
We'll just keep going. If you don't see her, she don't see us. Don't even make eye contact. Just keep going. I gotta pee though.
She's like, yeah. Yeah, no, that's that was a good time because it like she was I still remember this day. She stopped on the main road to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get in. And we're like, we're soaked, we're not, we're gonna
yeah, keep, that was our excuse,
we're gonna keep walking,
we're She's so like, wet right now.
And I remember her looking in all the mirrors and going, oh my God, I'm gonna get hit. And there was
nobody around. Like, bitch, it's 3:00 in the morning. Nobody's gonna hit you. If they hit you, they're drunk and we gonna get paid. It don't matter. You stop. You not stop. We getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Let them hit you. You're so small. Airbag ain't even touching you.
Oh shit. But yeah, no, that was a good time. That was a good time. And then finally, you know, they just met us at the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we got back, it was good.
All right. Imagine if we were actually playing golf in real life, though.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Horrible.
That'd be great.
We wouldn't make anything.
No, we would make,
we were
like,
in the bushes so
we'd
bad.
We'd get to, like, hole number 3 and be like, this is stupid.
This is fucked up.
This is stupid. Let's just go get drunk behind that tree over there and make it sound...
Behind that tree.
And make weird gay noises.
There's fucking beers out there. Like, hey, look, behind this tree, we can get fucked up. And like cops show up and what are you guys doing? We're getting fucked up behind a tree.
You can't see me.
It's not public intoxication because we are not here.
We're playing fucking golf. This is how the British did it.
You know this tree is like an inch thick, right? What? It's
just a fucking twig. So tree. Am I. Slim. All right. I am fit. I am an athlete.
Yeah, that's not true. But
what? So this whole time you could see me.
That's what you're saying. Dude, that was, yeah, I don't know. I definitely want to go back to that golf place. I don't know if they would be accepting of us, but
oh, yeah,
got some good
oh,
money yeah. out of us.
Oh, yeah. Tell a couple you. New listeners, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Yeah, probably not. I think they were just like, let's
make I think these. They wanted to get in my pants.
Just yours? Yeah. That's not fair.
You're throwing up in a parking lot.
Well, it's hot.
Like, I had a better chance, but like, yeah, you don't want that on you, dude. Belly to belly action.
Yeah, no.
Sounded like a fucking pug dog in your ear.
You don't need lubricant. Yeah, no, that was a.
She's like, "Are you in yet?" And he's like, "Damn, girl, you're tight." And all of a sudden, here, meow, fuck, did it again. That was a thing, dude, no. back in the 90s.
No.
You wouldn't understand.
I was there. Golly, no, I wouldn't fucking understand.
Uncontrollable flashbacks. so yeah, dude, episode 100, dude, this is great. This is going good.
That, yeah,
no, this, well, I mean, good. This is what they tuned in for, right? It was episode 100.
Yeah, I think they tune in for any episode that's airing that week.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
So
they
yeah,
give, oh god, damn.
So when you said, "Oh, episode 100," they're like, "Okay,
okay,
cool."
This is, are we than starting over week. Again? What yeah. is
like? Can't wait get? For 101. That'll be a blast.
Yeah.
No, it was yeah.
It was a good ride,
we
man.
Had
it was,
stuff, you know, we had stuff planned for 100. We were like, yeah, do we have the wives on? Do we have the kids on? Do we have a guest? Do we have? And we tried the guest thing.
Yeah,
that didn't work. The wives thing, it would be fun, but I feel like we would be.
Well, we had those other people, right? That could be potential guests, right? But they wanted to come over, and then we're gonna have some drinks with them and see how it goes and throw some feelers.
That people, those.
Yeah,
people,
yeah, but we were like, dude, it's been 2 weeks. We haven't put out an episode. We kind of need to get out there and do an episode now. So we did, and yeah, here we are.
Oh yeah, we're here.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm changing jobs, right?
Yep, you are.
I got one more week of the.
That's funny.
The place that I'm at. What do you got?
Because Monday is next Monday is your start day.
Nope, not this one. The one after
next.
Right.
Yeah, not this.
What Monday. Do you consider next?
Not this one.
Right. So you don't consider when I say that Monday, next.
It's 3 days from now. When right. I say next Monday,
it's the Monday after.
It's the next Monday.
But wouldn't you just say like the 2 weeks Monday?
No.
What?
I'd say next week.
Why?
Next Monday.
What days is your week start and end on?
Are you going to work Monday?
Yeah.
No. So basically, I would say, hey, you starting your new job Monday? And you go, no. Okay, so it'd be next Monday. Yes.
Well, that's different.
Ta-da.
Well, you broke it down.
Nope.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to.
You're a goddamn idiot.
We both suffer from
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so what do you go back to your thing.
But yeah, we're both starting on that Monday. You and I are both starting a new job on the same Monday, which
same
is
Monday.
Fucking crazy. And it's gonna be day shift for the first week for me, which
we're
is
like peas
badass.
In a pod.
It's something you like and that. I, man. We are something. Wieners in a bag.
Yeah, balls and Franks. Franks and wieners. What is it? What is it?
Ballpark Franks?
No. Franks and wieners, beans and Franks.
Beans
and Franks, I think it is.
Wieners.
It is. I don't know. Dude, I'm gonna miss because Frog, me and Frog, and we can quote movies and stuff like that. It's great. We do it all the time. It's great. It's a good time. It's a great time.
And you're not going to be able to talk to these new guys.
And that's what I was saying. I was like, dude, I'm going to say things, and nobody's going to understand what I'm saying. I'm like, come on. What is, I'm looking for some type of, do I need to go just sit in HR again? Like, that's where my lunches are going to be spent, is in HR. Like, straight up, that's where I'm just going to be sent to HR every day.
I feel like you need to go in that place with like an everyday thing. Like you need to start a trend now.
Uh-huh.
Like when your first day, like when you go in there,
go back to the grunt thing idea.
The grunt thing, or like every morning you get in there and you go, "Hola."
I can't.
Every single morning.
I literally signed a piece of paper saying that this is the language.
Speak English.
This is the language I want to be spoken to. Hello. And this is the language that I'm going to be speaking.
Yeah, no.
I just go in there every day and go, "Pistola."
That's what I'm saying. You got to start something now, yeah. So you could do it every single day.
Right.
Just you'd take a shit right on the pool table in the break room.
Known for that. Every single day, though, that'd be a little bit much.
No, because that's, well, here's the thing, right? So right now I get to work at a certain time, whatever.
You're telling me about the poop schedule?
Yeah, right okay. About now, like right when I'm going to be starting my new job is I'm on my shit. So, dude, it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling because I know what's going to happen. Every day I'm going to go in there and be like, I had a shit. Clock in, ding, I got a shit. Yeah, I'm going to be labeled as that guy.
I had the same problem when I was working up at the place there. That was how I did. I went in the morning and I went in for 6. Nobody showed up until 7:30. But I used to take a shit around 7 o'clock. And then when they came in, I was always in the toilet. So they're like, for the first hour, were you shitting? I was like, no. I literally sat down 10 minutes before you came in. But like, you're horrible.
It's horrible timing. Yeah. It's your fucking fault.
I'm like, I already got this, this, and this done. And you're not here yet. So.
Yeah. I'm going to miss a lot of shit at this place.
I don't miss my last job.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I like the people I work with. I like what I do, but I'm just going on to new endeavors.
I'm not excited for the whole, because I'm going to be doing night shift. So like my days off are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Dude, you can spank it in the truck though.
I can't.
Nobody's going to see you.
You would.
Who would? Me?
Everybody.
Like I would see you.
You. I mean, you could.
You talk a Google satellite.
See, that's the other shitty part is like the hours that I'm working, I go in for 10:30 and get out at 7:30.
Yeah.
I can't FaceTime nobody. I can't talk to nobody. Ain't nobody else working.
No.
Nobody
our age.
Yeah, exactly. So
nobody our age.
Nobody's going to be awake. So I'm going to be sitting in that truck just like.
Dude, it got to a point now when like the clock goes like if my bedroom clock goes past 11:15, I already know I'm going to be 7 minutes late tomorrow. Yeah, <that's stupid. laughs> I already know I'm going to be 7 fucking minutes late tomorrow.
Hey, boss, man, I'm going to be there at 6:07.
No, I'm going to be like, dude, it's like I'm 5:37 is when I clock in. If I go past that time, I'm late in the morning. It's the fucking craziest shit. I'm like, yep, not going to listen to my alarms. I already know this is happening. Missed the threshold. Should have been to bed, asleep by now. Oh, well. You know what I mean? But like where I'm at now, dude, we have this great thing where we're just kind of like, yeah, everybody comes in at this time, but you don't actually have to come in at that time.
You guys don't start.
You can come in at 11 o'clock in fucking morning and just work 8 hours from there.
Yeah, but you also do the first hour as a coffee hour. So it's like even if you show up a little bit late, everybody's still just sitting around drinking coffee.
Right.
So nothing's really getting done that first hour.
Right. And then now you're just prolonging that hour 7 minutes. So now it's an hour and 7 minutes because when you get there, everybody's got to start over again.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No, it's a whole thing, dude. It's a crazy thing at my place.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Like people talk to people.
I hear how it works, but I don't see how that works.
Come to work. This last week with me. And they're going to be like, who's this guy? He's my emotional support animal.
Bark, bark, motherfuckers.
I identify as a bitch.
You show up in a Speedo. Rawr.
Woof.
And then like one of the like the fucking weasel dude tries to take you in the bathroom alone and be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Not a chihuahua, dude.
Whoa. What's going on there?
Yeah. Can't see my wiener.
Yeah.
No, so I mean, I would love to work with you because you work days and I would love to do that right now, but I'm going to be doing shifts overnight. So I'm going back to the old days.
Nightlife could be fun.
Remember, it was actually while your baby was young, when she was little. I used to watch her in the morning, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
And that's when I was doing that whole overnight thing. And it wasn't actually that bad.
No.
But I used to sleep, so
there's
that. And we're authorized, you know, some naps, but you gotta cover your 6 and stuff. But
Claymores, man. You just put claymores around you.
Okay. But I found out, like, I sleep pretty good during the day. When it comes to like nap times and stuff like that, like Mila was going down this afternoon. I think I was passing out before she was.
Nice.
I wake up in like early morning hours and I'm up for a while. And then when it's time to bring Sophia to school is when I'm like ready to pass out again. I'm like falling asleep in the bed. And then I'm like, oh shit, we got to get up and get you ready for school. I feel
like it's different.
I could sleep during the day better than I can sleep at night. But also, I'm going to be real with you here, okay?
Yeah.
When it comes to nighttime, I'm sleeping. I'm awake and my body doesn't want to shut down and go like, hopefully not. That would be bad.
Well,
but it doesn't want to wind down and go to sleep because at night I feel like I need to protect my family.
Nope.
Wow, this guy's doing a whole U-turn in my driveway. Anyway, he
that's not it.
Nope. No, it is.
Nope.
Because when it comes to nighttime, you think about it. It's like the most break-ins happen within like 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 uh-huh. o'clock in the morning, uh-huh. stuff like that, car break-ins, whatever.
Okay.
I'm always thinking about that shit. Uh-huh. And I just cannot sleep at night. And then every little noise, I'm like, what the hell is that?
I think it's because you're a worthless piece of shit. And like when you go to bed at night, you're just like, what I do today? Nothing. No, but
you're making my eye bleed. Stop.
Oh, shit. You fucking red eye motherfucker. I think it really is because everybody's in bed with you. Everybody's in bed with you. You're not that comfortable or whatever. Yeah, and then when Mila's in the bed with you or whatever, and you're trying to get her to go to nap, you're trying to slow your breathing down and stuff like that. And everything else to get her to nap or whatever. And then that just makes you nap because you're trying to fucking make nothing happen around. I think that's what I'm saying.
Like, her, it's like when she's on, like when she's laying on me, dude, it's so comfy. And then when she's laying on my arm, I'm like, I can fall asleep because I know she's right there.
Yeah.
And like I can,
but I don't think it has anything to do with the break-ins or anything else. I think it's just because you got everybody in the bed at night and everything else, and it's nighttime or whatever, and you're like, yeah. I don't want to go to sleep right now.
Yeah.
And then like, but you're forcing yourself to go to sleep. But as opposed to during the daytime when you're trying to get Mila to go to sleep, you're trying to slow everything down. You're like, okay, I'm trying to be quiet. I want you to be tired. I want to slow my breathing and everything else so you can be tired so you can fall asleep.
Yeah.
And that puts you to sleep.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But now? Is that a yawn? Was that it? Is this fucking podcast too boring for you?
No, I just
want to go.
I had to bring my heart rate back up because you were making me tired.
Yeah, I should be a professor, not that a psychiatrist guy person thing.
Professor.
Yeah,
I should be a professional.
Professional guy.
The guy there.
The guy that talks to you.
I actually thought about it being one of those.
I would be the worst.
What?
I would absolutely be the worst.
What are we talking about?
Psychiatrist?
Yes.
I would absolutely be
the worst. Or a therapist.
Because I'd be like, I'd have like the hottest broad there, and I'd be like, all right, then what did he do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And how'd that make you feel? Uh-huh,
and then, what did you do?
Yeah. And then. What did you? What was your response? Okay. So I'm gonna try something. I just need to know so that way I can figure this out. And I'm just do all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Be like, okay. So when he did that, what piece of clothing came off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me.
What? Show me. Let's play it out real quick. Here, hold on. I'll act as Steve, and you will be yourself.
You can call me. My lord. I'll be Steve. All right, call me Steve.
I'll be your husband today, and you tell me where he touched you, and I will touch you there.
With full consent, right?
Yeah.
Sign
this paperwork, please.
Yeah. What's this bulletin here that says touch me anywhere at any time? What is
that? Here, can you do me a favor? Sit on this black leather couch with this camera facing you and just say everything is okay.
Sometimes I don't get some emotional symbols. So I record everything.
Yeah.
And then I post it in case there's other doctors out there that can see something I don't.
Yep.
So if you're good with it, I'm good with it. Let's go.
All the doctors are sitting around. She looks perfectly fine.
She comes in. My husband's pissing me off. Okay, I need you to think about this, though. You're not married, right? Right. You're coming in. You're delivering pizza.
Put this outfit on real quick.
Yeah, just put this on. How does that make you feel?
This is different, right? Yeah, your husband doesn't do this for you, huh? Yeah, no, we would.
Remember when you were back in high school? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought about it because, you know, I talk to a lot of people and, you know, a lot of people at work and, you know, siblings and stuff. They come to me with their problems and I just sit there and I talk with them.
You just listen. You're a good listener. So I'm like,
I could make money off of this. But then they're like,
to people.
Yeah, you have to be a listener, but you also have to diagnose them and give them medicine.
You don't have to.
That's a psychiatrist bullshit.
You don't have to.
No.
You can just be a listener.
A therapist.
Well, you could be like, yo, come to me. And you could just be like, I'm not really I'm not, my notes here and what you're saying, I don't think, haven't narrowed down what kind of medicine you need yet. I don't think we need to go that route. I don't think we need to do it. I think we, try this. Next time you feel this way, kill someone. And then we'll see what happens.
I won't see you next time.
And then,
hey, I'm looking at your notes, and have you thought about crack?
I can't prescribe you anything. But if you go see this guy, John, he's in a yellow rain jacket on this corner of the street. He's got some shit. I want you to try that. Daily doses. It's called LSD. It's not the illegal kind. It stands for something completely different, right? Like, let's do meditation. Or what, D? What? Come on. LSD? I got nothing. Come on. Help me out. LSD.
Let's suck dick. LSD.
That couldn't have gone any better.
Legit's in a yellow rain jacket. That's gay.
Why is it gay? What if he was in a blue one?
No. I feel like the typical yellow rain jacket is so out of style, man.
Come on. No, dude. It's been around since a while. Long fucking time, dude. They still sell that shit. There's a market there.
They do.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just weird.
Why?
Mine's white. It's like an off-white.
Rain jacket? It's a white one?
I have the wet one. It's only wet when it's raining.
Yeah, I was going to say
in my closet right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have an off-white, like nice one.
Yeah.
I love that thing. It keeps me dry.
When it's wet?
When it's raining, yeah. I mean, it keeps me dry all the time, really. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, to each your own.
But yeah, no, I feel like I could have been making some money off of these people if I actually just sat down and listened to them for money, you know?
Mm.
But that won't happen.
Yeah. So, I got all kinds of ideas in my head for some fuckery my last week there.
Oh, boy.
But I don't think I'm going to do any of them. I think I'm gonna play straight. I think I'm going to, it's just...
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to leave.
I know.
Aww.
So
we just got a moment there.
You poor little bitch.
You poor little guy. You're gonna go make more money.
Suck it up, buttercup.
I'm still thinking of the first week that you need to start something at the new job. I feel like you should be like that guy that stays silent. So like when they start going around like, hey, I'm whoever, you just like, you don't shake their hand or you shake their hand, but you just stay quiet and you just like look them up and down like, and just go back to working.
Like, oh, yeah. That couldn't end bad for me at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You wouldn't make any friends there.
Not damn sure. Real quick. I'm going to be labeled as racist.
You start mumble talking. So that's why I wouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I'm not coming to his cubicle anymore.
Yeah.
Every time they come over, hey, we're ordering pizza. You want some? You know, so typically I wouldn't. So if you look at the fractions and you just parasites.
Take your light. You know what I mean? Take your light. Move it here for no reason.
No, hold on. Answer the phone that's not ringing. Oh. Put it back down.
Did you hear something? Yeah. You know?
And that's, you know, drugs. I'm telling you. Fucking bullshit stuff. Like,
I know. I would do that if I had a camera on to make sense for me to do it. But
I have somebody in my work right now that does that. He's, you know, he just does the weekends there. But when he comes in, he talks to you. I don't know what he's saying half the time. And I'm just there going, okay. He takes a lot of trips. He goes on a lot of trips. So like Brazil and all those other places.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know,
all that good shit.
His family legal. Has money and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever. And he's going to school for something that could make him some money, but he has no job. And so he goes on he lives off of these checks from the drill weekends.
Yeah.
And like, that's, you know,
that's all he needs.
But like, when he comes and talks to you, it's like, I don't, where did we go? I feel like you and I took a trip right now, and it's, I don't, I got lost on the cargo ship. Like,
I have no idea why you're here. I lost it.
Did you mention Florida? I don't know
what that has to do with a piss test. I don't
garden snakes. You know what I mean? They're fucking crazy. I don't know where we're going from here. You refill the milk yet?
No, I mean, I would definitely, I mean, I would, that was, that's a movie right there.
I'm telling you, a lot of shit in our lives, we could probably make a video out of it, and yeah, people would just lose their fucking mind.
And then everybody would be like, this guy's a fucking idiot. He lied on it. He can weld, but he's an idiot.
Yep. Nope. Like, maybe.
They come over and be like,
there's that mumble talk again. That's you during the interview. Hey, what, I'm Dave. And I do the,
what else is there?
You just don't finish your sentences. I'm Dave, and I just, you know, I, you know.
Okay. You were there, right?
I would take lunch, but I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't take, I wouldn't eat. You know what? Donuts. I would do in my truck. What?
You ever wash your sock with the stuff?
I don't know. So, what? Would you go to Kansas? They got Granny Smith. Well, you know what? Pineapples too. If you were to just, I Arkansas. Back to donuts though. If you just your coworkers would be like, they would be like, am I having the seizure? Or is he?
Like, and then every day at lunch, you just go into your truck or whatever, and you make it look like you're doing lines or something. You're not doing anything out there, but you just make it look like you're doing the gestures.
You're out in your truck just cracking up to nothing, making yourself cry.
And then, like, you look up, you see people seeing you, you get in your truck, you turn your truck around.
You roll the windows down.
Just listening to Dr. Phil.
Yep, no. You can, I'm telling you, you can have a whole fucking blast with this shit.
Oh, I know, dude. I can't wait until I'm 50 and I can take out my IRAs and I can really just start doing this at jobs because I don't care about them anymore.
Yeah, well, there's that.
But I need you to follow me. With the
camera. You're at the job interview. Yeah, you can hire me, but like, I have a cameraman. What does that mean?
This fucking dweeb here follows me.
State Farm. Okay. They send the cameraman for, you know, insurance purposes. They catch everything
on tires,
camera.
Right? Because of the tires, and then
with the donuts, like Arkansas. You know what I mean? The camera. Everything you do, you're taking a miss. Like, turn that thing off. Like,
every time shit. You say camera, he does a zoom in on that dude's face. Like, gets uncomfortably close, like on the dude's lap.
He'd do the playback, and it's always you looking at the camera, like, camera. And it like zooms out of you, just like somebody else. Oh, man. Yeah, no,
he's not here. No camera here.
No camera here. Yeah, no. No, it could be a good time. I have the camera for it. We could definitely make something happen.
Yeah, well, I got the 360 too.
You got that too. But yeah, that was a good time. You definitely have to end with something and begin with something.
I know. Yeah, I know. But it's sad. This company's gone.
Walk into the new job. Who's gonna be my bitch today?
Right, dude. Yeah. Just walk in there, you, like,
get me coffee.
Yeah. Just what? Walk in there, like, morning brief, whatever, everybody's playing pool and shit. Be like, you. Fill my wire. You. Fill my coffee.
They'd be so confused and be like, Do they not know about me? Did you not tell them about me?
Yeah, even the managers, you're telling them to do some shit too. Like, you're giving them their your helmet and shit. Like, go bring that over there. You don't even know where over there is yet. You're like, go over there with it.
Just walk.
I'll tell you when to stop.
And you totally
move it, move it.
He's like in Florida by the time he stops. That's far enough. Actually, you know what? I need that.
Yeah, bring that back.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking hilarious too.
It could be good.
And just come over there and flip the fucking pool table.
You couldn't. That thing's pretty heavy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm thinking they didn't spend a lot of money on it, but
try it.
The fact that they got a pool table in the break room, I'm like, what is this place? What you guys are fucking with my emotions. Like, over here is all work, and over here is vending machines and pool table. That's a bar. Yeah.
I don't have to pay to play, right?
Yeah, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're like, you got to pay to play. Fuck, dude. Take it out of my paycheck.
Not playing.
It out of my paycheck.
This is horrible. Well, we got your clothes, so we'll pay for your clothes. Good, because I'm going to ruin them.
Yep.
I'm going to ruin these some bitches. I'm going to come in here and be like, I don't know what that is, Stain. I can't get it out.
You're just running around lit on fire.
Your first day. This shit is hot.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. You run out the door, get in your truck, you can go home. Where'd you go? I have a fire extinguisher at home.
You just ran by 25 of them. Ah, fuck, man.
Couldn't see. It was hot. My truck has AC.
That'd be great. Like, the chances of that, like, even if you're trying to apply for a job, like, the chances of you actually catching fire when you're doing your weld test is great. But that would be a fucking great fucking moment to catch fire. Now you're naked the rest of the fucking interview. And they're showing you around the building like, this is our paint section. This is this. And you're in your underwear like, yay. And you got stupid tattoos all over you. You got like a fucking unicorn over here. And then you got like a fucking pineapple.
Mario Brothers. Like...
Oh shit. I just stupid shit. Like,
dude, that would be great if you did the weld test on the first day and you just show them what you could do and you lit yourself on fire just in the front or whatever and you turn to them and go, eh? And you're lit on fire and they're like,
shit's hot as fuck, right?
Oh shit.
Not again.
Hold on, I gotta go home.
Yeah. You blow it out, whatever you wipe your shirt off. There's a tattoo in that same location that says, it's out. Sweet.
Again. It's out again. No. You're on fire and you just start drooling on yourself.
Hold your shirt up. You got any spit? I'm dry as fuck from the weed.
Dangling from your chin and shit. You look like a fuck. I don't want to say the word, but.
What word? No. You whip your dick out and you start peeing on your chest and shit.
You know there's a bottle of water right there, right? Oh, shit.
Yeah, but is that like flame resistant water or.
No, it's my water. It's vodka. Wow! I don't think you're going to be the one saying, whoa. Wow! I think you're the one that's gonna go, ow! Then you ask the other workers for their water bottles, but it's the same fucking thing.
Moonshine is one of
you know what they like.
Yeah, Modelo. Yeah, I'm not saying it. Come on!
What? I don't think that's flavorful. I don't think you can light that on
go
fire.
Go outside, runs across the street, and lit the cornfield on fire.
I was just gonna bring that up. You take off running, and you're in the middle of the cornfield, and they're like looking out the back door. What? The cornfield, and there's just you, like in the distance, fully engulfed.
Fucking 22 News shows up. New welder in town. Straight Homer Simpson and shit.
You're halfway through the cornfield and there's just an explosion. Just mushroom cloud.
And there's you. Wee! Pissing on everybody.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty good, huh?
Same time tomorrow morning.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't wait for shit, but I'll give you a good show. Make it entertaining. Make you want to come to work again.
Who's bringing in the box of Joe? Is that me? Is it me?
Is it me? Is it me turn now?
I might as well. You know, I'll be up. Oh, man.
I know, because when you have so many third-degree burns in your body, you can't sleep. I did this for you.
And the hospital doesn't give you shit.
Been there a couple times. I know. Call yourselves welders. You ever welded your own flesh to the fucking steel?
Yeah, no. That's,
I could go in there like the Clint Eastwood kind of idea, like, you know, like the...
Probably couldn't.
Yeah, all right.
What do you... What,
I don't know. I couldn't really. So I don't really, know these really, people. Really. I don't know these people, dude. So I can't go in there like an asshole and be like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
They wouldn't understand you anyway.
No, they wouldn't. They know that one. That's a universal.
That's a universal?
Yeah, it's definitely universal.
What's this guy doing?
But no, I think there's going to be a mess at work. I'm at work now. We got the guy starting on Monday or whatever. And then we got the wizard and the guy fucking already complained about the wizard's music, like insinuating this is not what we're going to be listening to once I start here. And the wizard looked at him. Now, I wasn't there, but this is hearsay. But the wizard looked at him and he goes, get here before me in the music. Get here before me in the morning and you get to pick the music.
Makes sense.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Right on. Like, fuck out of here, dude. Here, you're going to fucking, like, this is your spot, and you're going to have this come in here, and you're going to come in here, and you'll be like, no, we're not listening to that anymore. The dude's old. The dude is old, right? And the wizard's like, yeah, dude, he's got, like, a couple more years of working. I was like, so does in this company.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
He's not an idiot.
I would not be, yeah. If he's coming in like that, dude, I'd be taking him in the back and fucking... showing him who
eating
the
him.
Fuck, yeah.
But no.
Whoa. No, yeah, no, I'd be beating the shit out of him.
Nah, you don't need to there.
No, but, you know, you don't come into the place, you know, you're nothing.
Demanding all kinds of shit.
He's not even there yet, and he's demanding all this stuff.
So, oh, like, he was there one day bringing his tools in this week, and he didn't like the music that this guy was playing. Like, this guy has been, he put in the sweat and tears, and I don't think he's ever cried there, but, like, the sweat and blood there. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, who are you to come in here and be like, ah, ha, ha, we're not listening to this because I don't like it. Bitch, get earphones. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Yep.
Like, this is the music. But, I mean, the wizard told him, get here before me. You can pick the music.
I like it.
Music's all yours. You know? And then.
Also, don't touch my fucking speaker.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Play it off your phone. That's, and guess what? It's not loud enough and I can't hear it. I'm going to use my speaker.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, equipment's loud. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But no, then we got the weasel, right? The weasel's over there doing his thing this week. And he's taking, I don't think this guy can meg. I'm going to come out there and say it right now. I don't think he can meg.
It doesn't matter because you're not
going to be there. I know, but it does matter. It does matter because even though I'm leaving or whatever, but I'm leaving to better myself and the family or whatever, these people are still behind. Right? They have options, right? They can go anywhere they want. Go,
yeah.
They can anywhere they
themselves.
Want. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, like, they are the reasons why I am where I'm at today. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a weird feeling. But anyways, this guy fucking, he comes in today, dude. His fucking jaw is swollen the fuck up. I'm like, whoa. So I'm like, I'm eavesdropping the shit out of this shit. Like, I'm straight New Jerseying this shit up. I'm just like, I'm like measuring shit that doesn't need to be measured and shit. I'm like, I'm measuring this. Dude, I'm straight measuring the whole spacing in my fucking table. Because I'm just eavesdropping the shit out of everything. I was like, I can't even. This whole place is such a shit show now because, like, the mezzanine's gone. That's outside because nobody made the call for that, but somebody did. And then, like, a whole bunch of fucking racks are gone and everything else. So, like, everything is just weird now. So I'm like, okay, we kind of put that shit there for a reason, but you're new. You don't know. You'll find out. But so I'm just drawing.
Figure it out.
Yeah, so I'm listening to the whole story or whatever. He's like, yeah, you know, I was playing with my kid or whatever. My kid was here or whatever. I said, oh, look at that. And the kid got up and kicked me in the face. And my whole shit's fucked up. Like, it's swollen as fuck. I'm like, all right. So as soon as he leaves to go to the doctor's or whatever.
Somebody kicked him in the face?
His kid. And yeah, so I go to the Frog. I was like, dude, what bar do you think he got in a fight in last night? Because I was like, look at the other guy. You know what I mean? But nah, this guy probably would have got his ass kicked. But no, but Wizard's like, oh, yeah, you know, kind of collaborating the story, but he wasn't really there. But I still think he got punched in the fucking jaw. So yeah, his shit was all fucking swollen up and whatever, but he's working on his fucking job. He's TIG welding the whole fucking thing. The whole fucking thing. It's like a box for this guy, Stacy, that we used that they did the job for before, but this guy's just TIG welding the whole thing. It's all out of whack. It's crazy. Anyways, so they're hiring another buddy guy.
Another buddy guy.
They're hiring another buddy guy.
That's not good.
To replace me. Yeah, dude. And I'm
it's becoming like a freaking bros hangout over there. Dude, than anything.
Straight up.
So that's straight not, up. You got to get out of there anyway.
When your owner is working another job to support this company, that's horrible.
Yeah, no.
That's a horrible, horrible idea.
And I already told you.
Yeah, and then like so like I'm leaving or whatever, and like the boss man comes to town. He's like, oh, I wish we could do more for you, but we lost so much money last year on this job or whatever, and people are sick lately, this and the other. I was like, dude, I gotta go, because I was about to fucking snap. I'm like, are you fucking telling me that you don't want to keep me because people are fucking hurt right now, and you lost so much money that you didn't actually fucking lose? You just lost the fucking profit that you thought you were going to fucking make if you got the fucking contract. But you didn't get the contract, and we knew you weren't going to get the contract because the fucking engineer that was on that contract never gives us the fucking contract. We're just the dummies that does it and proves that it works, and then it outsourced. But whatever.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm leaving there.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah. But, hey, my bad's back, right? This dude's back. Yeah, so I'm fucking with him a little bit.
Well, yeah, before you go. Yeah,
oh, fuck yeah. Well, no, dude, I just miss fucking with this guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But the thing is without Richard, fucking with my bad is not as fun as fucking with my bad with Richard.
Well, yeah. Like that whole piece of wood thing.
Yeah. It's just like all of this stuff that I've been doing to my bad. So I gave my bad a note the other day. I was like, yo, go give this to fucking the Wizard. And he's like, okay. And he goes, because like he was just walking, like his like first day back with me or whatever. He's like a lost fucking puppy, dude. He was right there the whole time with me. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do anything right now because I'm fucking so pissed off about the way I've been treating since I gave my notice in and everything else. I don't want to fucking do anything, but I'm here to help out these two people.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why I'm here. Like, once people understand why I'm here, I'm going to be great. But anyways, fucking, so he just followed me like a lost. I wrote him a fucking note. I was like, go give this to fucking, go give these to fucking the Wizard. I was like, he needs these. He goes, okay. And he goes over there and he gives it to him. You know what it is? It was a fucking note that said, good job today. Just to get this guy away from me. I wrote, good job today. I was like, go give that to the Wizard. He needs it. Okay. But I played it up a little bit. I played it up a little bit, but not too much. But I was like, yeah, I'm measuring some shit. Looking at the blueprint. Measuring it again. Looking at the blueprint. Flipping the blueprint. Measuring the opposite way. I was like, okay. Then I wrote it down. Like, I was trying to get dimensions for the Wizard. Nope. You know what I mean?
I like it.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Ah, man. I'm excited. We're both starting new things.
No, it's gonna be great.
So
it's gonna be great.
We'll figure it out.
We're gonna figure
I'm
it out.
I'm not excited for the whole night shifts thing, but.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to figure out this whole podcast.
I'll go thing. Play with you. I mean.
Ew. At 11 o'clock at night? I don't think so.
Well, I could do it. I mean, a few beers.
I'll be working weekends.
I can take on anything.
I'll be working weekends, so you can definitely.
You can work weekends, too? What's your days off?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, man. So what are we going to do? Podcast Tuesdays?
Something like that. Or Wednesday. We were talking about that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It'll be a good time. Tuesday, usually have meetings every other Tuesday. So there's that.
Second Tuesday of every month.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So we can skip a week. It's all good.
Or we can just go Wednesday and just. The listeners want to listen to this.
No, either way.
You know what they want us to do?
Eon Jay, but just what they do.
They don't want to listen to that. I don't want to listen to that. All right. Hey, episode 100. Cheers to you.
Oh, you have a course. This is different.
Well, I told you that shit sucked.
Oh. You know, we have actual shots, nips in there.
You want to do that?
I don't know. Are you up for that?
Fucking grab it.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Keep talking to our people.
All right, people. Where are you going? They're all right there. I can see them. I don't know what this fucking guy's doing right now. What do you think? Oh, you're bringing those girls in here?
No.
Does mine want to come in here?
What?
She fucking hates me, dude.
I don't ask her.
You didn't ask mine? You didn't ask mine?
I said chats.
What'd they say?
Anna said no. She's not interested.
Okay, wait, well, where's my wife? Are you gonna have get the fuck in here.
Pure pressure.
Just get in here.
Just put it into your water.
She's been
bottle.
A whole cycle without this. So
I know you want the rum chata. Yep. That's nasty.
Where is she?
Ashley probably wants the rum chata.
Hello?
That's girly.
So, Dave, here you go. You got kinky red.
You can talk that out. We'll get this girl.
Kinky red, kinky blue, and then deep eddy lime, which does not... Hey. Is that supposed to be like lemonade? That's like... That's spiked? I don't know. I'm thinking like the kinky red. The kinky red would probably taste the best. Because it's probably like strawberry or cherry.
English,
which is fine,
motherfucker,
I mean.
Do you speak it?
Watermelon.
English, yeah. Motherfucker, do you speak it?
She loves that button. and then we got this is berries and mango, wild berries and mango. I don't know if I'd be into that. I wouldn't mind the watermelon. Watermelon stuff usually tastes pretty good. Then you got the deep eddy lime, which is real lime, whatever. So, Dave, we got deep eddy lime, which is pretty much lemonade, I think. You got kinky blue, which is wild berries and mango. And then you got kinky red, which is watermelon and strawberry.
Whatever, dude. Just give me something.
Which one do you want?
Whatever.
Do you want what?
Just give me.
I feel like lemonade is your probably best bet, because you were talking about having a Long Island earlier, which
Long
is pretty
Island's
much the same
nice.
Thing.
You know how good Long Island's are.
So,
my wife's over there. She won't talk to us. She's hammering water.
She's hammered on water? Dude, that'd be amazing. I get to drink water at work, so. All right, so here's to...
you think that's a bonus?
Yeah.
I get to drink water at work.
Well, I said hammered off water. Oh. So if she was hammered off of water, then I drink right, water at work.
She's
so.
Looking at, like, let's fucking get this done and over with.
All right, episode 100. This is the end of it. I mean, this is the of the episode. But yeah.
Yeah, it's the end of it.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. I hate my life.
Thank you for tuning in.
Why are you asking me?
You like these.
Just straight up alcohol when you're not drinking?
Well, that's your fault. You want some of mine?
No.
That wasn't bad. How's your heartburn? It's definitely there.